Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
It's that time of year again, and our kids want to get wet and get in the pool and get in the lake. And we're talking, as we do every year on Healthy Children here, about swimming safety and water safety in general, because it is absolutely vital to keeping our kids safe in the summertime. And my guest today, Dr. Deborah Mulligan, she's the director of the Institute for Child Health Policy and clinical professor of pediatrics at Nova Southeastern University. So, Dr. Mulligan, welcome to the show. Let's start with swimming pools. Let's start with baby pools and move our way on up. Let's talk about some of the best safety tips for parents.
Sure. Well, let's frame, you know, what is the problem? How big is it? Maybe we'll frame it for the listeners. From 2005 to 2014, the CDC looked at the numbers of unintentional drownings, and they were over 3,500. And there were an additional 332 people who died each year from drowning in a boat-related incident, so two separate numbers. For every child who dies from drowning, another five receive emergency department care for non-fatal submersion injuries. And those non-fatal drowning injuries can also be catastrophic in terms of leaving the child with severe brain damage, long-term disabilities, learning disabilities, or even permanent loss of basic function. And then you want to look at, well, who's at most risk? Males. Nearly 80% of people who die from drowning are male. Children ages 1 to 4, which is why you're doing this show, have the highest drowning rates. And among the children ages 1 to 4, most of those drownings occur in residential or home swimming pools, which is how we're going to give you some good advice about that. And then among those 1 to 14-year-old kids, fatal drowning remains the second leading cause of death of unintentional injury, right behind motor vehicle crashes. And lastly, minorities. If we look at the data from 1999 to 2010, the fatal unintentional drowning rate for African Americans was significantly higher than that of whites across all ages, and whitest for those children 5 to 18. Then lastly, wow, what are the factors influencing, and that's what you want us to talk about, and I'm glad you are, the risk of drowning? Well, the main factors are going to be lack of swimming ability, lack of barriers to prevent unsupervised water access, lack of close supervision while they're swimming, location of where they're swimming, is it a quarry, is it a canal, is it a backyard pool, failure to wear life jackets when they're on the boat, alcohol use for the, you know, the older kids and middle kids, and then some kids with seizure disorders. So, you know, the summer pool parties can be a blast if you plan and follow some simple guidelines, and making sure safety is your number one priority, right? So whether you're hosting or attending a party, you know, there's some really simple, straightforward pool party pointers that we can share with your listeners to keep everyone happy and enjoying a good time and be injury-free. So firstly, and I know I'll bet you do this, be prepared to participate. Get
you
on your swimsuit,
to.
Right? Get your swimsuit on. Don't feel shy that you might not be as attractive as some, you know, Sports Illustrated model in a two-piece. Just have fun and get in the water. Because if you can get in the water, those kids need constant supervision. It's going to be much easier to be physically present and having a good time with them, keeping an eye on them. You know, if you can enlist help, the more adults, the merrier. So if you identify one of the adults as the one keeping eyes on the kid, like the water watcher, so to speak, maybe have them wear a colorful ribbon around the neck or a whistle for that purpose. All of these are going to start reducing the risk that we talked about a minute ago. And then, if you'd like, we can go through some pool rules.
Let's do that, because it is so scary to me. And as somebody who almost watched my little one, I mean, he fell into one of those baby pools where the sides just pushed in. And I just had turned away. I didn't walk away, but I turned away. And then when I turned back, it was almost in slow motion. He fell into the baby pool that was up on our deck. And he was only about one or two. And I was like, and I ran over there and pulled him right out, but the side went in, and he went into it. And then the side popped back up, so the water didn't all come back out. So it is absolutely so scary, and you cannot turn away for even an instant.
No. No, and the tragedy here is that you hear the high numbers of how frequently this can happen, even in the most innocent moments like the one you just described. And none of us are immune. I've talked to you before about personal friends who were at a function, lots of family. One person thought they were watching the kids. Another person thought that one of the twins, in this case, was on a walk with the other parents. all of which was confusion and not true. That's why we talk about making sure you wear something so everyone knows who that adult is that's responsible.
That's
for the
yeah,
kids.
That is a great idea, to wear something and say, you know, I am the pool guard right now.
Right.
And if you have to switch the tags and move it to a different person when you need to take a break, that's what you do. But wearing something is a great tip.
Right, the water watcher. Because in that instance, and this is still a good friend of mine, it happened years ago, but you're never not impacted by those moments of losing a very healthy child for these kinds of preventable moments. And sadly, that child drowned and was not, we were not able to resuscitate that
That's
child.
That's awful.
So to your point, never leave the children unattended in or around any body of water, in this case, a pool or even the little pool, and enroll your children in swim or water safety lessons so they can learn some basic water safety. The other layers, you want to layer, so to give yourself time in case, you, like you say, your eyes were turned off away from the child, just giving time by installing a pool alarm. Install a door that has an alarm. Have locking pool and spa covers so that if one of these fails, you've got backup to give again the seconds that are required to really find that child and make sure they're safe. And in terms of seconds counting, in case the worst does happen, make sure you know basic CPR. Keep a phone, a mobile phone, or some other form of a telephone near the pool. Install a fence with a self-latching gate and a secure latch. And then always check the pool area first if a child goes missing. Always look there first. There are so many sad stories where folks thought their kids were in the house and taking a nap and looked everywhere in the house instead of looking at the pool first.
Absolutely true. Now, if we move along a little bit, because we're just almost out of time, Dr. Mulligan, but
sure. All,
checking the pool, having your watchers, making sure you give your kids swim lessons, don't even turn away. I mean, we do have those innocent moments. But then there's like even the beach. And even at the beach, there's lifeguards.
Mm-hmm.
But parents tend to maybe not pay so much attention because there is a lifeguard. Tell us about the beach.
So for open water, first of all, with the lifeguard, make sure that the lifeguard can't watch everyone on the beach, so especially on a crowded Memorial Day weekend, for example. So make sure that you or someone you're with, an adult is with you, is close by the children in the water and making sure that they're being watched. Pay attention to the flags and know the color of the flags. It's going to tell you if there are any riptides or if there's any the little, you know, the baby jellyfish that are going to be causing you a nightmare by stinging you if you go in the water. Make sure that your child knows not to dive in water except when allowed by the parent, that it's safe to do so, especially if you're on a beach at a lake. So you want to make sure that, you know, beach doesn't always mean ocean. It could be a lake as well. And then, you know, be sure to teach children about rip currents. If they did get caught in one, remind them that just swim parallel to the shore until you can escape the current and then swim back to shore. Don't try to fight it. So I think those would be the basics about open water.
I think that's great advice about the rip currents and also about not diving. And we do a show for some brain and spinal cord injury centers, and one of the number one causes of quadriplegia is diving in at a beach, and people don't even think about that. Kids don't even think about that, and that's something now that I've told my kids about because they see the waves coming in and they go to dive in and the wave disappears and the tide is out and boom, you hit the ground. And so it's something that people don't even think about, but it's absolutely great advice, and it's really what we're doing here at Radio MD with the American Academy of Pediatrics, our great partners on healthy children, is giving you the best advice about safety for your children, whether it's summer safety, winter safety, sun safety, or parent advice, because that is what all parents need, and we want it from our pediatricians, and that's what you're getting. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. The show is Healthy Children. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.